Welcome to the Beautifully Bold in Business podcast, where each week, Samantha Johnston, brand developer to the creative and confused, and Nicole Hoagland, small biz and confidence coach to the creatives, are having entrepreneurs share their real stories and tips about their honest and authentic success in business and how they have been able to lead boldly by being themselves. They are creating a movement to show you how to create your own version of success and empower you to be beautifully bold in your business.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Beautifully Bold in Business podcast. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Samantha.
And today we are actually talking all about vulnerability hangovers and how you can cure them. I know we said this in the last episode, but I am an introvert at heart. And when we talked about vulnerability last time, we talked about all about sharing your story and how to really balance the fine line of bathroom talk and not bathroom talk and really being able to share that story that provides value and lessons. But if you're anything like me, actually hitting publish and waking up the next morning can feel like you just got smacked in the face of drinking an entire bottle of wine. And that comes with some negative self-talk, some self-doubt, and really feeling like you should not have even shared that. And that's not saying that the vulnerability aspect wasn't there, but it's actually doubting what you just published. And it's something that I've been working on because I know being more vulnerable and sharing my journey and sharing a message that provides value is really going to help my business. But I still get that hangover every time I publish something that shares a personal story that is tied to my outcome. And it's really something that I feel a lot of other people have that kind of regret after they hit publish, that it might not be directly after, but it's, you know, maybe a couple hours, maybe a day later where they're like, I shouldn't have shared that. I should just go probably unpublish it, take everything off of social media and just write something completely different because, oh God, I just put that out there. And I'm going to tell you right now, stop. Those vulnerability hangovers are completely normal given the fact that you're actually tied to that outcome of that situation. It's your journey. It's your story. You have deep-seated roots in it. But I want to tell you that you can cure it by doing a couple of different things. Now, I want to tie it over to Samantha for a second because I know she's completely different than me in this subject. In vulnerability hangovers, probably have never hurt her because even though she is a shy extrovert, sharing her story is something that she is learning to embrace and not necessarily having that fear around.
You know, I know when we chatted about this, I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. But literally just listening to you right now, I thought of one instance. Where I understood a little bit of the vulnerability hangover. And I think for me, the way it's presented in the past, this isn't anything I've dealt with recently, but in the past, was literally waking up and being like, I'm going to go delete that. I'm not going to leave it out there. We can, whether it's a social media post or blog post or whatever it was, I'm like, I know a few people have seen it, but let's just stop the rest of the world from seeing it. Like anybody who hasn't seen it already, fantastic. I can go delete it right now and we'll be good. Like, and I have deleted some of them. There's others, you know, where I've been like, no, it's fine, leave it. I think for me, what's helped me the most in getting past that is something very similar to what I talk about with self-doubt, which is making note of the responses and feedback you get from people. Because there's been times where I've shared something that I was like, and I get, oh my gosh, that helped me so much. Thanks for sharing, blah, 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 blah. You know, those sorts of responses and just keeping those and reminding myself that I'm going to be helping people really helps me to get past it. But I think for the most part now I'm at a place where, or at least I'm getting to a place. I don't want to say I'm there 100%, but I'm more towards this realm of I'm just going to be me. So that includes sharing these awkward stories and these vulnerable bits of me and not really care what people think. We all still care, but I'm not going to allow it to impact. So I think that's really where I've gotten to. And for me, it comes from just being able to know the heart and soul and core of my business is all about being me. It's about showing the world who I really am. It's about having that genuine authenticity. I know it's a word that gets tossed around, but being real and, you can't be real if you're hiding pieces of yourself, if you still have some closed doors and some masks on. It's about, you know, uncovering it all, bearing all, and sharing those pieces that I really don't want to. So yeah, so that for me is a big thing. But yeah, as I said, when we first talked about vulnerability hangovers, I was like, what are you talking about? As you talked about publishing those blog posts and things, I realized, oh no, there's been times where, you know, maybe I have experienced it where I just wanted to go back and delete it and pray nobody saw it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And in all honesty, when it comes to vulnerability hangovers, it doesn't have to be like the big things, like the things where you share your whole heart and, you know, there are things that really are tied to them. It could be the little things of, like the hangover of, oh my God, I just published something in a group of 8,000 people and I don't really think I should have done that. But guess what? There was something that told you to do it. So be confident in the fact that you actually published it. And regardless of if anyone actually answers your question or likes the post, you have to be confident and comfortable in knowing that you did it. You just got to move on from it. And here are my tips for curing these vulnerability hangovers, because I get them a lot. And it's not because I'm not confident in myself. It's because I used to tie myself to the outcome all the time. Everything I published, it was a reflection of who I was. So that outcome, that did someone post on it? Did someone like it? Did someone share it? Did I actually get recognition from it? Did I get a client out of it? That was where I was in the beginning. And just like with a hangover of, you know, maybe going and having a Bloody Mary or eating cheese fries or whatever your hangover cure is for when, you know, you wake up the next morning not feeling so good, there are certain things that you can do to get that vulnerability hangover to be lessened if you realize that that's exactly what it is. For me, it's working to make sure that I'm not tied to that outcome. I've said this a lot, but it's actually not caring what comes out of it. It's hitting publish. And even if I feel really crappy about it, not necessarily expecting anything out of it. It's really going into it and being like, okay, this is what I'm going to share. If I don't get any clients out of it, if I don't get any shares, if I don't get any likes or comments, that is fine. I'm going to move on to the next thing and start doing something instead of wallowing in it. I know there are probably a ton of Gilmore Girl fans out there, and I know Lorelai had wanted Rory to wallow in the breakup, and Rory didn't. She made her list. She made her checks of what she needed to do, and she went on and she did it. Yes, obviously she did wallow eventually at the end of it, but if you leave that part out and just realize that she actually made a list of things she wanted to do and she accomplished them so that she didn't necessarily think about what that outcome was doing, whether it's a blog post or a social media post, that can help you actually not tie yourself to the outcome and then actually get you to take action. Because if you don't take action, if you wake up and you wallow and you sit and all you want to do is watch Netflix, you're never going to get past it. That day is actually going to be not productive. There's not going to be anything that comes out of it besides you really tying yourself to that outcome. So what I like to do and how I like to cure it is the day I know I'm going to publish something that's pretty vulnerable, I always make sure I have things planned, whether it's client work, whether it's actually going to meet someone for coffee, whether it's actually cleaning my house. Just getting my mind off of it actually relieves that tension of the vulnerability hangover for me. Maybe it's making a to-do list for yourself and then getting out and doing that to-do list. Or maybe it's literally actually getting up and out of your house and taking a walk or going to the movies or doing something that gets your mind off of it, because that can help you not think about it for a few hours. And then after a few hours, if you go check on it, there's not that immediate reaction of, oh, God, no one looked at it. Ugh. It's okay. Well, I'm going to actually scroll and see what else is going on. I'm going to go read another blog post or listen to another podcast. Those little things, those action steps help cure those vulnerability hangovers, because it gets farther and farther and farther away from that immediate reaction of publishing it and having an outcome tied to it. And it, once you get used to that and you realize that those things trigger a vulnerability hangover, you can then pick up an action that you want to do, go do it, and then really get farther away from the outcome that you thought was going to happen.
I love those. I think that the one that has always worked the best for me, I love that it was the first one you mentioned, was really getting your mind off of it. Because I think that that's where we get trapped, is in the focus. We're focusing so much, you know, it's like waiting for that email to come in from a client or something, and you keep hitting refresh. you end up doing the same thing with, you know, a blog post. Did anybody comment? Or, you know, checking to see if a notification came in on Facebook. Did somebody like, comment, or react now to that post? You know, it's things like that. And I think that the best, that one piece of advice is the best way to move forward. Get your mind off of it. Forget it. You know, click publish and forget. It is huge. Because you never know, there may be somebody who read that post and maybe they didn't hit click like or write a comment, but it really made a difference to them and you just won't ever know. But you put it out there and that's the big thing. I think that it's one step at a time and you're going to get better at this. You're going to get more comfortable with it the more you do it. And it's about pushing those boundaries of your comfort zone. It's about opening that circle.
Mm-hmm. And we're not perfect. I still fall into the trap of wanting to wallow and maybe sitting on my couch for an hour or two a day and just watching, you know, mind-draining TV because that's what I want to do. But at the same time, once I recognize that and I immediately go and take action, I feel a lot better. That hangover is not there anymore. I will say one of the things that has helped a lot is pre-scheduling things. So it's not the immediate reaction of hitting publish and being like, oh God, what did I just do? It's actually, you know, going from reaction mode to action mode and knowing that if I schedule these things, I might not remember when they're actually publishing. So when they do publish, it's a little happy surprise of, oh, okay, that's out there now, instead of being like, oh, app that's out there now. So that's where also scheduling things out and prioritizing things and making sure that that outcome isn't necessarily right at the forefront helps really mitigate that vulnerability hangover that many of us probably have when we start being vulnerable in our business, because it can be scary. But to wrap things up, do you have any other tips that you'd like to give? Because I know vulnerability hangovers are a new thing for you.
You know, no, I think that, as you said, having things on your schedule, making sure that your focus isn't on it. But really, I would say that maybe one thing, and I can link to this in the show notes as well. And that is, I think that the biggest thing that's helped me move past any sort of fear of sharing, that hesitation you get when you go to hit publish, is recognizing whether it's fear or intuition, because a lot of times those can get confused. And I do this based off of some recommendations that Marie Forleo had in one of her videos. And it was basically listening to my body, not my head, because the head is where we get confused as to whether or not it's fear or intuition, but listening to my body. And she's much better at explaining this, but I'll try and paraphrase really quickly. And that is basically, there's a way that your body reacts to fear and intuition. One is to kind of curl in and be almost like fetal or like protective. That's fear. You know, when you curl in, when you're recoiling in that respect, because you're getting into that protective mode of your body. And then there's ones where you can still be kind of open and forward, but you've just got that gut feeling. And that's a little bit more of your intuition. Or sorry, I have these backwards. Intuition is the protective. Fear is kind of that where like you're still kind of open, but it's something that can be good. You can push past it. And it's listening to that. Is your body more open and this is just kind of a hesitation? Or is it like really recoiling in a protective manner? Because if it is, then maybe now is not the right time to share that. But if it's more open, hit publish. Mm-hmm. Expand that comfort zone. And again, to correct my paraphrase, recoiling is intuition. It's telling you there's something bad about this. It's not the right time. Being more open is probably more of a fear-based, and it will probably be helpful to go ahead and push publish and push yourself forward and move past the fear. Also, I always like to ask questions of, you know, why am I afraid to share this? And kind of dispel the fear, some evidence that it'll be a good thing to do.
And one of the things I do want to hit on before we end this episode, because I totally forgot about this because we're more concentrating on like publishing and social media posts, but there's also the vulnerability hangover when we're networking. I know for me, I wake up the next morning and I immediately question every single word that I just said to someone. Oh my God, did I make a fool of myself? Oh my God, did I say the right thing? Did I just devalue myself because maybe I completely messed up something saying, just like you did with the whole Marie Forleo thing right now. Like, oh God, did I mess things up? That type of hangover can also happen. And know that if you dwell on those instances of questioning yourself. You really need to just put it in the back of your mind, get up, move forward, and go do something. Because the more you question yourself, the more self-doubt happens, the more that hangover lasts and stays and has a hold on you. So really, it's the action of taking action and not necessarily being reactive to everything that's going on. And I was going to say, the one thing if you do take out of this whole long, rambling vulnerability hangover is hit publish, try not to be tied to the outcome, and take action to make sure that you're moving away from everything that you just did and don't wallow in it.
Exactly. Change your focus. Don't dwell on it. And in order to help you change your focus, fill your time with other important things to do, you know, whether it's client calls or other meetings. But yeah, no, I completely agree with the playing what I said over in my head. But here's the thing. We all make mistakes. We all say things backwards, or we say the wrong things. We're human. It's being vulnerable. And, you know, hey, it's fine. People get us. So yeah. So for show notes, links to anything that we spoke about, like the Marie Forleo video, head over to beautifullyboldpodcast.com. And to continue the conversation, join us over in the Facebook group, beautifullyboldpodcast.com/Facebook. Thanks so much for joining us.
Talk to you guys next time. Bye.
Let's get you leading beautifully and boldly in your life and business. Head on over to beautifullyboldpodcast.com for more information about this episode, show notes, and resources on how to be beautifully bold in your business. There you can also learn more about the two beautiful women behind the movement. If you liked what you heard today, then head on over to iTunes and leave Nicole and Samantha a review. It's the little things that can have a huge impact, and your review would mean so much to them. This music is provided by bensound.com.